Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome in to Willie and D-Mace here on 102.5 The Game, 106.3 The Game, Nashville.com. Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you for another great summer week of shows. The SEC Media Days are going on. We're not there because they decided to go to Dallas. They are in the Omni Dallas Hotel. You ever stayed there, D-Mace?
Omni Dallas. I believe I have.
It is enormous. Texas is big.
Mm-hmm.
The Omni is huge. We have an awesome Omni downtown in Nashville.
Yeah,
and we, our buddy Todd Rodemel and you guys have done shows down there.
We've done shows there.
Yeah, at Kitchen Notes, which I highly recommend, is worth going downtown like on a Sunday morning, Saturday. We get the brunch. Nick, you're all about the food.
I got to try it for the first time two Thursdays ago.
I mean, it is
it's top-notch.
Fantastic. But that Omni is awesome. This Omni in Dallas, I don't think is as cool, but it is
massive.
Enormous. Yeah. I mean,
don't have to be cool. It just has to be big.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. The Predators stay there a lot. Mm-hmm. I got a bad story for you, too.
Oh, wow.
Remember when Michigan State made the Final Four?
Oh, man. Yeah.
They played in Dallas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They got smoked.
Yeah, they got – we were there. DJ and I were there. And, man, we left like in a third quarter. DJ was like, Dad, he was mad. He was like, let's go. And I was like, all right, let's go. Because it worked out because
it was
we
New
left.
Year's Eve.
Yeah, we left before everybody else did, so we didn't hit that big rush leaving out of Texas Stadium. But I mean, it's not Texas Stadium. When I say that's the old stadium.
Yeah, it was Jerry Jones World.
Jerry Jones World. Whatever you want to call it, that's what it is. What is it called originally? Who sponsors it?
AT&T Stadium?
That's AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
It's always been that, right?
I think it's been AT&T's
from the start. Everybody calls it Jerry's World.
Yeah.
But
it's got a dealership in there.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's no shortage of
It's got a bunker in there. It's probably an underground city.
It's just a big brown flat surface for as long as you can see on any direction out there. They could put four more stadiums out there. They got so much space. If they wanted to. But that was a rough night. The Michigan State people were all staying in the Omni.
Oh, man.
And we were staying. The Predators were in the Omni, and the Predators got smoked that night, too, by the Stars. It was not a
misery
fun New Year's
company.
Eve. Oh, man. New Year's Eve, there was a lot of people just in misery in the lobby. The Michigan State people, the Predators people were like, we're stuck here.
Exactly.
We lost. In a bad mood. Happy New Year. It was not good.
Oh, man.
But that's where they're having the SEC Media Days. Greg Sankey has already addressed the media. So, in this day and age of college sports, everybody's curious about somebody like Sankey, what he's got to say. So we're going to play a few clips of that for you. Brian Kelly and his quarterback, Garrett Neusmeyer, for LSU are sort of the team that's being featured right now. Mm-hmm. They're the first team up. Very intriguing, trying to come back from losing a couple of unbelievably talented players that we talked about a lot, a couple of high first-round picks that
they
were
lost
all
basically
kind of
their offense, it seems like.
And in
quarterback
this,
and two receivers.
In this era of college football with the portal and everything, you're kind of like expected to just reload. LSU, they don't – like remember when Caroline was hosting the show? They won the national title in baseball. They lost the number one pick in the draft and number two. They had the first two picks in the draft. And she was disappointed that they didn't get back and win. I was like, what? This is just not how the world works sometimes.
The world is not that way. Okay?
That's not how they roll in the SEC. You're expected to win.
What do they say? It just means more in the SEC?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that because I think it means a lot in the Big Ten as well, being a Northerner or a Midwest guy, whatever you want to call it. But, it just means, there's no taking a season off. If you've been good, you can't take a season off. I don't care if you had seven All-Americans on your team and they all graduated or got drafted the next following year. They still expect you to win and to win big. They don't care, especially in today's football, because there's so much, players going from one team to the other. It's worse. Actually, it's worse than the NFL. Actually, it's worse than professional sports now, because these kids just come and go twice a year as they please. So when that happens, your fan base is not as patient. Not just your fan base, faculty, I mean, presidents, ADs, they are not as patient as they were, say, 5, 6, 7 years ago when, you know, the NIL wasn't involved, or, you know, kids being able to move from school to school at their will. Before that, I mean, ADs usually gave you, and presidents usually gave you a minute to get your program going, or the fan base typically hold on to you for, you know, they hold on with you for a good bit. Now, with the portal, no, they're not.
Yeah.
Because they expect you to go out there and get a top flight guy every year if you don't get that guy, in recruiting.
That was the first question was asked to Brian Kelly about expectations after losing Jaden Daniels. And who's the white great wide receiver? I'm not thinking of the high first round pick. One of the 25.
Brian Thomas.
Not Brian Thomas.
Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers. Yes. There you go. So they lost 2 top 10 picks. And of course they scored a ton of points last year, but couldn't stop anybody.
Yeah, they couldn't play no defense.
So Brian Kelly knew what questions were coming. We got to play better defense, all of that stuff. But so he's being asked this expectation question. He did the veteran coach move of just avoiding it, not just saying, look, I it's process. I can't control the expectations, all that. But he said, I think we have the deepest team that we've had. I don't know how that's going to translate. I don't know how that's going to meet expectations. But, of course, with Texas and Oklahoma coming in, the playoff is being expanded. It's a new world. So I do wonder how that is going to affect programs. And I would use LSU as one of them, right? They're not predicted to be number one or number two in the preseason. But they're a strong program that's always in the mix. And so teams like that, I think, might end up doing better with the whole is your fan base angry and nipping at your heels when you have a year where you go 9-3 or something like that. Because I think 9-3, 10-2 in this league in certain years is going to get you in. It's just a matter of how many teams get in there. And I heard Joe and Nick were kicking it around last hour. You know, you guys were talking, I think, about Ole Miss, right? But there's a lot of teams in the SEC that – wouldn't have ever had a chance to make a playoff in the old format with 4 teams, and people would be disappointed if you went 10-2 some years, or really disappointed at 9-3. But now you might have an angle where you get into a playoff game.
Well, yeah, there will be a avenue if you do lose. Because before, I think if you lost 2 games, there were pretty much every avenue was blocked from you getting into the college football playoffs if you lost 2 games. That's why, you know, the last couple of years, you know, I think we've had 1 or 2 loss teams get into the playoffs within the last couple of years. Am I right? Or I could
You're
be
correct.
Right.
Alabama was a 2 loss team last
year. Yeah, exactly.
And they were a 2 loss team, I believe, 2 years ago as well. So.
And they end up
and didn't get it 2 years ago, right?
Didn't get it 2 years ago, but made it.
Made it this past year.
This past year. So, yeah. So, back then, and I'm saying back then, and it was only a couple years ago, you know, really last year, 2 wins basically almost put you out of playoffs.
Well, two loss team has never made.
Oh, they've never made it?
Never made the Final 4. I just had to double check. I was wondering about that.
What was the Alabama game then last year?
Alabama was 12 and had only 1 loss last year.
They lost to Texas, and they lost to LSU, didn't they? Or was that the year prior?
No. Alabama. Let's see, 2023, Texas, Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama. Alabama 12-1.
Oh, so they.
I thought they lost 2 games last year.
I thought they
Alabama
lost LSU.
Only to Texas, right?
But that was the year prior.
I thought they lost to Georgia, though. They beat Georgia.
No,
they beat Georgia and then lost to them. But I thought the 2 losses
Georgia
this year
out.
Were LSU and Texas. I know they lost to Texas at the beginning of the season. Right. But they didn't lose to LSU in overtime? Was that the year prior?
Year before,
Okay. So no team has ever made it with a two-loss record.
So
now there will be an avenue for a two-loss team to get.
Absolutely. But here, so there's seven. There will be seven at large.
Uh-huh.
So we know a few of those are going to have two losses, if not most of them. So I'm wondering, too, in a year where you have a brutal schedule, mm-hmm. and in the SEC that could line up that way. In the Big Ten, I think it could line up that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it could.
Could you sneak in at three losses in a season?
It's going to be tough.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to happen.
You think it's going to happen?
100%.
Three losses? Man, that's
going to
be
not every year, but I think some years.
I think for a 12-team playoff, you're going to have about two, maybe four teams. I would fourth stretch.
Because the Power Fives automatically get one team in. Each Power Five automatically gets one team in. And then after that, it's at large, and then second place teams. Three-loss team, that may be tough to get in with a three-loss team.
It would be tough, but it would have to be three losses against teams
top
that are probably in the playoffs,
yes.
Right? And probably very, very tight games that could have gone maybe either on way. The road, last second, maybe one of them goes to overtime.
Early in the season,
these are
as
all
opposed
things that would have to line
late in the season.
I think that would be under consideration. This committee is going to this committee doesn't get off the hook now with this new format. In fact, it might be even more brutal some years than it has been to get the final four.
And it makes like,
right? Because I know there's always a debate on that fifth team, the fourth team versus the fifth team.
Right.
There's been some pretty tough splitting hairs. And last year was one of them, right? Florida State undefeated but didn't get in because of all the injuries and everything like that.
Yeah, 12-1 team that didn't make it last year, and that was Florida State.
Yeah, no, 13-0.
Yeah, 13-0, not 12-1, 13-0. So, which was just mind-boggling in itself. I mean, regardless of if your player's hurt, I get it. It may diminish the game some, but this team worked their ass off to get 13-0. And you tell them since your starting quarterback is not there, you're not worthy of getting in. You deserve to get in, but you're not. It's almost like, let me take that back. It's almost like you deserve to be in, but you don't because you lost your quarterback. That doesn't make sense to me. This team went 13-0, beat everybody that was on their schedule, and then they end up losing their quarterback. And then you say, well, that's okay. You can't make it, even though you went 13-0 in a Power 5 conference. That doesn't make sense. It won't happen this year.
Right, so you alleviate that problem with
exactly.
The new system. That will never happen again.
Exactly.
But what you now get is you're going to have that really strong, I think, debate on just like it's a little bit like the basketball, the bubble, the debate of the last four in. So really the last probably two or three in.
But you
in
know
the
that's going
college football playoff was going to be a heck of a debate.
But that's going to be they're going to use that as a show. The
oh,
last four
heck
in,
yeah,
you know, and it's going to
and that's going to be much more compelling.
Exactly, absolutely.
You know those Tuesday night things they were having on.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the final. It didn't mean anything until the last. So I
couple
never,
of weeks,
I
yeah,
never
last
even
week or so.
But now I think it is going to be much more. You're going to want to follow the teams, the pennant race,
exactly.
Going down the stretch.
Okay,
I do think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be saturation, but it is going to have a very compelling element.
Okay. With more teams being involved in the college football playoffs, do you think that teams now or fan bases now will start to get even more impatient? Because it's like you got a chance. You can't make it. It's 12 teams.
Right.
You know, hell, they're letting everybody in. You still can't make it?
That's,
I'm talking about Power 5 programs.
That's how the mindset works. We talked about the SEC.
Exactly, yeah.
It just means more. Mm-hmm. I think that will absolutely be. How many times have you made the playoffs?
Exactly.
And then there'll still be that expectation of we need to win a national championship. Mm-hmm. Now, there will be a lot of years, I think, going forward. And I would love to hear some people on our text line weigh in on this. Is it easier or harder to win a national championship now? With this new format, because I'll give you my baseball reference when they expanded the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the Braves dynasties. I mean, it's hard to call it a dynasty because they only won one World Series. But those great Braves teams of the 90s and then on into the I forget when it kind of fell off was maybe 2003, 2004, somewhere in there. But they went about 15 years and won the division every year. They were always in it. And there were probably 6 or 7 years. Now, the Yankees were in there,
mm-hmm.
and they were really good by the late 90s especially. and they won three in a row. But I would say the Braves over a 15-year span were the best team. They only won it once, and the reason was you had to win three tiers of playoffs instead of two. Mm-hmm. Where that's where it kind of changed. Where it was the early 90s. They went from just the league championship series and the World Series, two rounds, to three rounds, and that just, in baseball especially, it just gives you more chances for the underdogs, more teams
more
in there,
for the underdogs
more
to
chance
win.
For somebody to upend you. Mm-hmm. And I think in football, I think you're going to see years where the best team doesn't win because they've got to win an extra playoff game now. Just like on the other side, there's going to be a team that gets hot, maybe had injuries in the beginning of the year, and is able to go on a run and win that. That's going to be a lot of fun, but I think you might see some college football finals where both teams have two losses in the final.
Yeah, but I think ultimately, because football, unlike, you know, the other sort of major sports outside of the college ranks, they're sort of like playoff series. So ultimately, the better team is going to win in the playoff series. I think you're going to get some upsets in situations like this, but I still believe that the better teams, even in this scenario, the better teams will end up winning regardless. Now, when you're talking about, you know, say a Texas versus, Ohio State. Now, that may be a little bit different, but if you're talking about Ohio State or Texas versus the fourth best team in the Big Ten or the third best team in the Pac-12, then I'm picking Ohio State. Or I'm picking, you know, Alabama or Texas, one of those top teams, rather than the third, potentially the fourth place teams, because a fourth place team can potentially get in if they have a 9-2 record. And y'all saying, well, even a 9-3 team can possibly get in. Well, a 10-2 record. A 9-3 team can possibly get in. Yeah, you're right, but who wants to see a 9-3 team, you know, play? Especially if you look at it in all of their loss.
I'll tell you, you don't want to see that is the team that's 12-1 or 11-1.
Exactly.
Or 12-0 that used to just be in the championship or at least in the semifinal. And now in the quarterfinal, they've got to play one of these teams who they know could beat them on a given day in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now you got all these guys that, you know, are looking ahead to the draft on some of these teams that might have checked out.
But this will get you.
This will keep them in there.
This will get more guys to play in the actual games rather than opt out of them and getting ready for the combine.
And you're going to have injuries that start accumulating while that you win these games. So it's going to change a lot of things. By the time the team reaches the final, there's going to be more, I think, wear and tear.
So it would be a total
attrition.
Of what, three rounds?
It's really four.
Because the championship game would be the last round, which I think.
Four teams get a bye, right? The top four. So the teams that have been in the Final Four before.
So we're talking about.
They would get a bye into the quarterfinal. But now there's a whole other round.
Right.
Where five plays 12, six plays 11, et cetera. And so that's the first round. Then there's a quarterfinal where everybody plays.
In second round.
Then it's final four and final two.
Yeah, technically
so
you got to
win at
so
least three
about,
to win the whole thing. And in
that's
theory,
on
a team
top
could
of
win
the
four.
12 games that you play during the season.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, Nick, you still have the SEC championship game. So you're playing 13 games before you get to the playoff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then you got to win three.
That was
so
my next question.
To
was,
me, that's a whole
different. So if I'm a team,
very
I don't,
different.
If I'm a team, really, like, say if I'm a Alabama or Georgia, who's already been there, done that. It's almost like basketball. Do I really want to play in that last game or do I want to buy to sit around and rest up? Which one do I want to – if I have a chance at winning, say the SEC, and you have – say you have Texas and Georgia, both 12-0 and they hadn't played each other. You in regardless. You in if you win, you in if you lose. It's almost like, do we want to play this – do we want to play this game to go into the SEC championship? Because then that's an extra game for us. Or do we want to sit back and rest for a week? But then again, you're going to get that rest anyway. So obviously, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah,
because if you play the SEC championship, the top four teams get a bye week.
Yeah, and like if you're, let's say,
what would be interesting, the loser of the SEC championship game might have to turn around and play the next week.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Then have to win four straight.
I mean, that's a lot of football because like that didn't exist before for those guys.
For those higher seeds, like say if Alabama were to go 11-12-0, whatever it may be, and say they're the highest team out there, but at the same time you have teams like Georgia that may be 10-2, and like Texas that may be 10-2, and say for instance Alabama's like, yeah, you know what, we'll rest some guys, rest them that last week. You're then 10-1, but you play a few of your starters that last game because the committee would be like, wait a minute, they lost by 45 points. Wait, yeah. Whoa, we got to put
load
some...
management.
Yeah.
Now load management's the college football. Well, hey, let's talk about this. We got our text line going, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Is it easier or harder to win a national championship for the powerhouse teams that are always in there? And what will it mean for a team like LSU? I'm just looking at SEC Network right now, and it says projected wins for LSU is 7.9 in their metric system or whatever. So if they have a good year, they win 9-10, they could sneak into the playoffs. And I think for Brian Kelly going into his third year, that would be a big notch on his belt. Whereas in other years, I think you'd have a fan base like LSU a little antsy if they went 9-3. And they're like, well, he's been there 3 years. Come on. You know, you start to get that, right? There's always 5 to 7 fan bases out of 16 that are very dissatisfied with the lack of production. Yeah. We could certainly talk about Tennessee. They're going to be featured tomorrow. But text our phone line or call our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Is it easier or harder to win a national championship in the new college football playoff format? What do you think will be the biggest change that we see now that this is game on? Mm-hmm. The field is 12 now and not 4. This has snuck up on us. We all kind of knew, but it's kind of now time, and it's like, okay, it's on.
Listen, they went from 12. I mean, they went from 4 to 12. They didn't go from 4 to 8, you know, 4 to 10, yeah. 4 to 6. They went straight from 4. They said, damn it, let's go to 12. We're gonna skip all these steps. We're going straight to 12.
Too much money on the line.
Wow, exactly. Too much money on the line. We're going straight to 12.
I love that one clip from Mike Leach at Washington State. He goes, I'm in favor for a 64-team playoff. I love that. He goes, oh, 30. Somebody asked about a playoff. He goes, well, I can see us doing a 4, an 8, to some point 32. Hell, I'm in for 64. It's great.
Just let it all rip.
Just let them all play.
Yep. We're broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We're going to give you a lot of flavor from SEC Media Days down in Dallas, but we're going to kick it off with just that general question. Is it easier or harder to win a national championship, and what does the 12-team format mean for certain teams, especially in the SEC? 615-737-1025. We're coming back here on Willie and D-Mace, 1025 The Game. Lips Incorporated, big hit, summer of 1980. Yeah, I knew the year. Pretty sad.
He's on it today, folks.
I am. All right, we're throwing this out to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You're listening to Willie and D-Mace, which is brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 and up and in Tennessee to bet. On the text line, the question of the hour is it now easier or tougher to win a national championship? Even for an undefeated season, you still have to win 3 games now instead of 2 to win the whole thing. You can get in, obviously, a lot easier. There's 8 more spots, but for those bottom teams that don't get the bye, you got to win 4 to win it. There's going to be a lot of wear and tear. What will all this mean? What are some predictions you have looking out on the horizon on this new format that a lot of people have been clamoring for a long, long time? 615-737-1025 on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We have one texter that says, only the Power 4, the Pac-2 doesn't count.
Hey, man, get off the Pac-2, okay?
So this is interesting, though.
Both of their teams will make it.
I had to look this up because we're all getting used to all these new things, right? This is USC and UCLA are in the Big Ten.
New normal.
it's the new normal. And you got the other teams that have come in from the Pac-12, the old Pac-12 into the Big 12. The top five conferences do get automatic bids. There are five automatic bids. So what they do is they word it, it's the five highest ranked conference champions. So you would presume
the Pac-10 will get a team in.
Well, the Pac-12 doesn't have a
Pac-12.
They don't have anything. They don't have anything anymore.
It's no still conference. The Pac whatever.
No, well, there's nobody there. It's not
the Pac-2,
it
baby.
The Pac-2 is still there.
It's not a conference.
But it's still a conference. They didn't dissolve the conference
yet.
They did. Willie,
they're gone. They're gone.
Willie, it's still the Pac-2.
It's over.
It's still the Pac-2. No, they still got a team. They're going to get one team in.
Nick, they're going to get one team Derek in. That it's gone. It's
no,
over.
No, it's not gone. I'm not giving up. Until the name is dissolved and the paperwork is done, Willie.
The paperwork's done.
No,
it's
still the Pac-2.
Order in the court.
We can look this up. There's no Pac-2.
Yeah.
It's done. It's over.
Has the Pac-12 been dissolved?
Yes.
As far as I know, the television still has the Pac-12 network.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just going off the television here. There is some documentation online somewhere where it probably has been dissolved, but
I didn't see the paperwork.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Nick. I didn't see the paperwork.
So, but either way.
Hey, in the new video game, the Pac-12's in there.
There you go, Willie.
But there's only two teams in there, though.
Exactly. It's the Pac-2, and they're going to get a team in. By default.
No, they're not. Well, somebody that used to play in the league might make it, but
no,
not,
because they still
got to
play. They still got to play games in a Pac-2, right? They're still playing the regular teams.
They're in different leagues.
But they're still playing regular teams, right?
Yeah.
Teams that were formerly in their conference, are they still playing them?
I don't know. That's something I have to go look at one of the university's websites for the rosters and schedule. But
so if they are still playing, if their conference is still intact. I know that it's only two teams. I get that. But if their conference is still intact and no one decided to dissolve this conference, then, hey, we going by default. Whoever's left, one of us is going. Which one is it going to be? Somebody's going to win this conference. And it says that the Power Five, a team from a Power Five conference, the champion, will be in the playoff.
Hey, documentation news here. As according to online, it says the Pac-12 will continue to operate as a two-team conference.
Thank you, Willie.
For at least the 2024-25 academic school
year. So they have not dissolved the conference just yet. They're holding on, and they will get a team. That's guaranteed. They'll get a team.
So, Willie, the only two
teams that are still in there are Oregon State and Washington.
Well, one of the two are going to make it. Oregon State.
No, they're not. They're not going to get in there.
Did you just hear what Nick said? Come on, listeners.
I'll read
Texas,
it one more
please
time.
text in 615.
Somebody help. Somebody
771025. Help me out, okay? Be on my side. Let Willie know that as long as the Pac-10, they haven't put in their paperwork for a total dissolvement. They are a conference, and they will.
They don't get
an
automatic bid.
Yes, they do. They said they're Power Five.
Well, it's the top five highest ranked conference champion. So they would have to be.
They have to be ranked in the top 25 at least.
They would have to be one of the five. They can't have a conference.
It's
no conference.
I do recall.
There's no conference.
At the end of
it's two teams.
It's not my fault.
At the end of the Pac-12 championship last year, I do recall seeing a video on Twitter. They were playing like closing time as like a closure to the Pac-12. But also, my next question would be, does that mean two teams from one conference get a first round bye? Because they're saying the top Power Five teams. But does that mean, like, say Alabama goes 11-0, they get a first overall bye, right? Then Georgia goes 11-1. Does that mean that they get the second overall and get another bye?
See, this is a good. We should all have to take a course because this is going to be so different. Let's see if I can pull this up here. I was looking at this. The four highest ranked conference champions will be seeded 1-4 and receive a first round bye. So it looks like you have to win your conference to get the bye.
And they're winning. Washington State. Here's the texter on our text line. They didn't put their. Who is this? It's here. Is it hair metal?
Yeah, it's Henry.
Yeah, hair metal Henry says, the 12 and Pac-12 actually means team 1 and 2. There you go, Willie.
There's a plus sign. In
Oregon State
numbers.
Team 1, exactly. Washington State team 2. Or Pac-12. Is it the other way around?
not getting in.
They're not getting in.
One of them getting in.
I will confirm this by tomorrow before the
by
next.
By tomorrow, we got to get this figured out.
No,
we got to pass a quiz. We got all these quiz questions here.
Well, what I'm saying is, the new video game comes out. If the Pac-12's in that video game, I will play as one of those teams and go to the playoff and see if they make it.
Okay, but that's based on last year's
stats,
it's this year. Right?
No, this year. It's a brand new game. They haven't had this game in 11 years.
I don't know about the meta, what do they call it? The meta universe or something? Yeah. I'm not about video
the meta world.
It's just video games.
The metaverse. The metaverse.
This is what I'm reading from the other day. The Pac-12's existing bowl game agreements, I guess the ghost of the Pac-12, but they will continue to have the ties to the bowl games through the 2025 season, despite the league's breakup. The conference announced. How does the conference even make? Who works in the Pac-12 office now?
The same people that. The people that are left.
There's two teams.
The same people that were working in the Pac-12.
I think
does Oregon State,
they
did, Washington
before
State,
they left,
like, did
before
they
the
just
teams
go,
left.
I think they got more people in the governing body of the Pac-12 than the actual players on the roster.
You may be right about that.
Okay, let's read also from this article. I'm trying to figure this out because they do not get an automatic bid.
Willie.
They don't.
Willie, based on.
They're not going to be in there.
Based on the criteria. That the
it's not a conference
that
anymore.
They put out the Pac-12. You just heard what Nick said. Thank you, Nick, for my tea. The Pac-12 is still a conference. You heard what Nick said. At least until the 24-25 season, or at least four. Excuse me, not until
for the 24-25 academic year.
Exactly. There you go, Willie. So they're a conference. They're not dissolved yet. So Washington State or Oregon State. Congratulations to the 12-team playoffs. I'm congratulating one of y'all right now because one of y'all going to make it.
They're not going to make it. Now, listen to this. Imagine being this guy.
Okay.
All right? Here's a quote from the league office, the Pac-12. We are thrilled to ensure that Oregon State and Washington State student-athletes will continue to have opportunities to participate in the same level of premier postseason events as in years past. Now, this is in light of them saying the bowl ties are still there.
Yeah.
From the college football playoff. To our esteemed bowl partners, we are thankful for the cooperation among multiple parties, including our colleagues across each participating conference, to secure these events. This is a quote from Merton Hanks.
Oh, remember Merton Hanks? Yes, long neck Merton.
Okay, here's his title. Pac-12 Executive Associate Commissioner of Football Operations.
He got like eight titles.
He's got eight names in his title in a conference that has two teams.
He's got more names in his titles than teams. But it does not eliminate them from the college football
playoffs. It doesn't eliminate them.
Out of the two will make it.
They're eligible.
As long as
to
they
make
don't
it,
lose.
But they don't
more
get an automatic bid.
Hey, they should.
The Pac-12 did post on their YouTube channel one day ago. It's titled this: Welcome to the Fight, Past, Present, Future of Oregon State and Washington State Football in the Pac-12.
There you go, Willie. So they are.
It's on YouTube.
They are hereby still a conference.
They have a chance.
They have a chance. No, one of the two will make it.
No,
as long as they don't lose two. As long as they don't lose three games.
All right.
One of the two will make
it. Okay. If they were to go 10-2, and they got in there, I don't think it's an automatic bid though.
Is it Power Five?
Are they playing like eight times? Those two teams, and then they play each other. The winner of the seven-game series hosts the championship game for the automatic. How does that work?
I don't know.
Hey,
like
the NBA. Hey, basketball.
What is going on? I think you got to just schedule a bunch of independent schools.
Let me look at Washington State. Didn't anybody pull up Washington State schedule? Or Oregon State.
Yeah, pull up their schedule. I don't know how we get off. This is SEC Media Days, and we're talking about the Pac-2.
Because it all ties in.
It does. The question is,
here you go.
Is it easier or tougher now in this new format to win the whole thing?
Okay, so they play
Portland State.
Yep,
Texas Tech. Washington is a former Pac-12. San Diego State. Uh-huh. Or San Jose, excuse me. San Jose State. Boise State. Fresno State. Hawaii. San Diego State, Utah State, New Mexico, Oregon State.
So they're still playing Pac-12 teams.
Not a lot of them, but
not a lot of them. Yeah, so they're still playing
Pac-12
teams.
But they're not league games. So you're right. They could make it, but it's not going to be an automatic bid unless they are undefeated or something like that.
Yeah. A lot of those are what, Mountain West
teams? We're going
teams?
To cross that bridge when we come to it.
A lot of them are Mountain West.
Because, the reason they say the five, they don't name the five conferences, it's sort of assumed that the Power Four are all going to have their league champion in if they're among the five highest-ranked conference champions. But it also leaves you room for a great team out of the Mountain West or out of the Sun Belt or out of the other conferences if they had that great year. Think about a team out of the MAC who – in the past has a great year or somebody like that. That leaves that possibility for them to get into the tournament. They probably wouldn't be in the top four, but they would be in the field. And I like that part of it, right? It's inclusive. It gives those teams a chance to be the Cinderella story. I'm okay with that.
You mean out of conference team? You mean out of Power Five?
The
team? Non-Power Five.
G5 schools.
Right.
Okay.
Group Five schools.
It leaves leeway there because you're taking five automatics. And so the fifth, I guess it could be.
Six. Because, if Notre Dame has another
good season. Notre Dame can't get an automatic, though. They're not in the league.
But what I'm saying is that if Notre Dame would make one or two games.
But that would take one of the seven
exactly.
at large.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't take the automatic.
Here's the thing.
So it's one less way that Notre Dame can get in. It almost incentivizes Notre Dame or any independent to want to get in a league because that way you have two ways.
But that's the thing, though, is like if Notre Dame goes 11-0 or 12-0 or whatever it may be, and then Oregon State goes 10-1, Notre Dame gets in that fifth bid, right?
They get one of the seven at large because they're in the conference, power five.
Mm. Like Willie said, Notre Dame gets the at large bid.
But I'm reading on collegefootballplayoff.com. This is another good question for, and again, this is the first year. I apologize if I have not studied. I'm realizing that I might fail the class if I got the pop quiz today.
Oh yeah, you failing, Willie.
You know how you get that feeling? You walk into the classroom and the teacher says, take out a pencil and a piece of paper. You get that. The teacher's in a bad mood. Take out a pencil and a piece of paper. We're going to find out who's been doing the homework.
It's the worst day ever.
All right, here's a question. Here's a question on the pop quiz. Here's a question on the pop quiz. It says here the four highest ranked conference champions will be seeded 1-4 and get a bye in the first round. Okay. Notre Dame goes 12-0.
They're not a Power Five.
They can't get a bye? According to that statement right there, they could not get a bye.
No, they could, based upon that.
They have to win four to win the title.
Yeah.
Is that basically telling Notre Dame, get your butt in one of these conferences?
I think they want Notre Dame in a conference, and I think they want Notre Dame more so probably the Big Ten, maybe
like
the
they
SEC.
Could be ranked number one in the country, undefeated. They could have beaten anybody, Ohio State, whoever, and they do not get a bye according to this. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. This is collegefootball.com.
It's the official website.
Here's one of the things that could potentially save the ACC, because that's what everyone's waiting on to see what happens with the ACC. And it seems like Florida State and Clemson are trying their best to bully their way out the door. The only way I think they can hold that is if Notre Dame comes into the ACC. Then if Notre Dame comes into the ACC, that attracts more money. And then you can hold that conference together. But if they're not coming to that conference, I think every team, well, at least the two main teams that are pushing right now, Florida State and Clemson, I think they're ultimately going to be gone. The only thing that can save that is going to be a running theme, I think.
What happens to Clemson and Florida State. Greg Sankey's already been asked that today. Now, this guy, I got to read this text. This is great. I'm trying to educate y'all on what West Coast football is all about.
Okay.
We got a string of four texts here.
Tell us. Come on. Let's go.
Okay. So, time to reform the conference by 2026. The Pac-2 winner won't be an automatic bid, but could get in. Most likely would have to be undefeated. The conference, the Pac-12 can run as a conference for two more seasons. That's why Merton Hanks still has a job. Mm-hmm. Merton Hanks was a really good player, by the way, for people that are a little younger. He's not a fictive. He's a darn good safety. Yeah,
and he wasn't your ideal safety, bulk and everything. But yeah, he was a damn good.
And he had this thing. He played with Deion, right? Yeah, this was mid '90s. He played on the 49er championship team that Steve Young won. He had this thing where he made an interception or something. He
jerked his neck like it was about to snap off his head because his neck was so long.
you might want to YouTube this to try to get a visual on this because I can't
describe
it.
My neck hurts doing that.
Yeah, it was crazy what he did. So now he's working in the Pac-12. Who knew? So it says the Pac-12, this is our texter, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I'm assuming he's done his homework here because he says, I want to educate you guys.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Me too.
So because we want to pass the pop quiz. The Pac-12 can run as a conference for two more years where the two schools will get all the money. TV deals are still intact.
Wow.
And that gives them a chance there. They're still alive. They need at least eight teams to be an automatic bid, but the NCAA is giving them a two-year grace period. Mm-hmm. Both teams can play seven Mountain West Conference teams plus non-conference.
And that's what
they're
doing.
Plus, both teams have open dates on their schedule so they can add games throughout to give them a chance to make the playoff. And that would be a really interesting story if one of those teams put together a great year. Oregon State, Washington State.
I would say you can't lose. Two is pushing it. Two is really pushing it if you're in the Pac-12 and you lose two games. Pac-2. But it is the Pac-12, like here Metal Henry said.
One plus two.
But there is an avenue still for Oregon State or Washington State to get in. But they can't lose no more than two games possibly, and two games is pushing it. But I'm looking at Washington State's schedule this year. This is not a hard schedule for them to sort of breeze through. It's really not. So you're talking about the teams that they're ultimately playing. What is their strength of schedule, you know? How do you rank that up? Even if they go 12-0, how do you rank their strength of schedule to possibly a 11-1 or a 10-2 team?
That's why I think being on the committee is going to be much harder than it was before, mm-hmm. because you're going to have to do that. There's going to be a team out west in the Mountain West. Maybe it's Oregon State, Washington State, and the remnants of the Pac-12 that could be sitting there at 11-1 or even 12-0. But you're comparing that to a team that's run the gauntlet in the SEC that might be 10-2, and you're saying, well, we beat so-and-so. We beat Alabama. We beat Georgia. We lost to Texas. We lost to Oklahoma, but we have the toughest schedule in the nation. That's what the conference is, or the committee is going to have to sort through much more often now. It will not be easy. So is it easier or tougher to win a national championship? General question. Text us your answer, 615-737-1025. That's 615-737-1025. 1025. And think of it in terms of an Alabama or an Ohio State, the teams we see there in the mix all the time. You don't have the pressure of having to go 12-1 or 13-0 to get in. You know that you're going to get in. But it still would seem to me, because you got to win an extra game, the trade-off is I still think it's tougher to end up as the national champion. 615-737-1025. We're back after this. Coming up at noon, we're going to break down some of the stuff that SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey said at SEC Media Days. And when you think about it, year to year, the SEC Commissioner opening Media Days has a pulpit, has an opportunity, a platform to really get out whatever he wants to try to set the tone for college sports, really, in general. And he's got a few things on his agenda this year, as you would expect, and it's a lot of the subjects that we're kicking around. But we're just trying to have fun in this first hour and ask the question, now that a lot of people got what they wanted, an expanded playoff, as Derek mentioned, they went from 4 to 12. They didn't stop at 8. It went from 4 to 12, and it went in a hurry. That's kind of the theme of college sports. Everything's happening so fast here, the acceleration. But is it easier or harder to win a national championship, especially in the SEC? Think about Tennessee. Think about other schools. There's fans of all 16 teams that live in our listening area. Did it get easier or harder for your team to win the national title? Make your case one way or the other by calling or texting 615-737-1025.
We have
what do we got?
A text, unknown texter right here. That says, I guess they're saying, lot me the national title in college football. Let's just kind of skip that one word. National title in college football is now the second hardest trophy to win. Guys, this level, the field, smaller schools. Guys, this levels the field for smaller schools. Take half the beating every week, and by the end of this, I think – that will finally be obvious.
That sounds like a stream of conscience.
Yeah, just stream of thoughts all together. But I know what they're saying. They basically said it'd be harder to win the trophy this year because of there being so many teams in the college football playoffs.
Remember when Boise State pulled the huge upset in the Fiesta Bowl mm-hmm. against Adrian Peterson and Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I think those are the moments that could be a plus side of this, where you see the non-Power 5 school win a big game for the little guy, right? That, and there will be a lot of other playoff games yeah. probably where the little guy gets smoked. Remember Hawaii had the 1 year where they got to play Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and it was a mismatch. But Hawaii was undefeated, so they got in there. That's happened. And I think as time has gone on, it's more often the case that the latter happens. The little guy is proven to not quite be as good as the team from the Power 5. But now it's a playoff game, so you're not going to catch those teams on it. Well, it's a bowl game. Yeah. Who cares what happens in the bowl games? Now you really are going to have to be better to win it. But they'll be in it, and they'll have the chance. Uh-huh. And so those moments will be really exciting, but it might take out a team that would otherwise win it. So I think that's one reason why I would say, even for a perennial power, it's harder to win a national championship than it ever has been before. Austin texts in. It will be harder because the mix of teams and different divisions. You might be seeing SEC teams lose in upsets more. I don't know if Austin's theory is because the wear and tear just to get to the playoff has you worn down, and maybe you lose to a team that hasn't had a tougher road. I can see that. I think that's a theory. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that at all. Let's see. Texter says on driven by our text line, WilsonCountyHyundai.com, it's the same 7-12 teams still can't compete with the 1-6 teams. I do think that's going to happen a lot. There will be some mismatches in the first round, especially in the quarterfinal. Like, for example, whoever wins the game that ends mm-hmm. up playing the 1 overall seed, I think that will be a lopsided game a lot of times.
Yeah,
the 1-8. But there'll be pressure, though. There's a lot of pressure.
I mean, obviously, 1-8, because that would be the second round. It will be a tough game just because the 1 seed has a bye and they got to sit and wait. It will probably be at least a first half, depending on which team is the 8th seed now. Just depending on which team is the 8th seed, because if, or a lower seed, because if you start the season off a little rocky, but then you sort of pick up momentum as the season goes and you're playing hot at the end, but because you lost early, it has put you in a place where you are an 8th or 9th seed. That's still going to be a hard game for a 1 or 2 seed, especially when you've had a bye week and they've been playing.
But a lot of commissioners, a lot of athletic directors from the other conferences are going to be able to say, I don't care if my team gets smoked, especially the little guys out of the MAC or a team like that. If they get in there, they'll be able to say, we made the playoffs. We had a chance. We had a seat at the table. That I think people can live with. Matt texts in and says, I always favored the expanded playoff because a team like Ohio State or Alabama, you could lose one game and drop out of the top four. That did happen in Alabama 2 years ago. And, of course, we know the Florida State story from last year. But realistically, they could still be better than 1 or 2 teams in the top four. So he's saying that those teams are just going to make the field easier. So therefore, he thinks it's easier to win a national title than it was before because there's more chances of getting in. I think the trade-off is it's harder to go through a three-game road to the title, or even in some cases a 4-game road to the title. How long will it be before somebody wins 4 and wins the whole thing? That's a really interesting question. And a team seated 5th or lower win the whole thing, you would have to win 4. I wonder how long it'll be before we see that.
Just depending on who that, again, it depends on who that 8th or 9th seed ends up being.
I'd give it 3 years.
No, I think it may be this year or next year.
Really?
Yeah, because I think what they're going to try to do this season is try to get as many competitive teams with really good winning records from the Power 5 into the playoffs. And if that happens, I think you're going to get more competitive games in the playoffs. I think this year or next year is going to be a year where I can see a lower seed. Now, I'm not going to say which lower seed, but a lower seed at least get into the college football playoff. I mean, not playoff, but college football championship game.
Here's another great text. This is another one for the quiz, the pop quiz. Are there any weeks off after the Army-Navy game? He said, I think the winner of the Commander-in-Chief trophy should be in too. If Washington State and Oregon State can get in, the winner of the Army-Navy game should be in. I like that. Why not?
If Army and Navy, if they play and one of them is undefeated and they win, why shouldn't they be in?
I actually think Navy's in a league now, right? Then they got into a league. They're in, what league. Sun Belt maybe? Conference USA maybe? They're in a league now.
The AAC.
Yeah, American. They're
American
in the
Athletic Conference.
Okay, so here are the dates. Friday, December 20th. When is the Army-Navy game this year? Look that up real quick,
Nick. It should be around December.
Is that the week? Don't they usually play the week after all the conference championship games?
All the rivalry games, I believe.
So is there a week between? Yeah, so I guess that would be the week before the playoffs start, Friday, December 20th. So I think so. There's not a week off after the Army-Navy. They would have
December
to go right
14th.
Into the – So they would have to go right into the playoffs if they made the playoffs, the winner of the Army-Navy game.
You know what they say about teams when they're hot? They're hot.
Keep a roll going. Let's see. As a Vanderbilt fan on the text line, this is Alan. This change has no bearing on our national championship aspirations. See, Vanderbilt people can joke about that. Okay? I'm glad Alan says, I'm a Vanderbilt fan. You're not allowed to make fun of Vanderbilt. Only we can make fun of Vanderbilt. It's like in Animal House when the Delta House guys say, they can't do that to our pledges. Mm-hmm. Only we can do that to our pledges. So good line by Alan. This change in the format has no bearing on Vanderbilt's national championship
absolutely
aspirations.
Absolutely not.
Okay, we can all agree on that. It was tough before.
No.
It's just as tough now.
Technically.
To win the whole thing.
No. Technically. Because there has been more slots open, technically, it has made it a
to get into the field.
Exactly.
To get into
absolutely
the field. Yes.
Absolutely.
You're telling me there's
so
a chance.
So, Vandy fans,
I have a dream.
Y'all have hope, okay?
I have a dream. Someday, 12-seed Vanderbilt will be in the
go
party.
There
they can
go
do it.
There you go.
They'll do it. Someday. Let's see. This is one more text we'll read before we move on. In my opinion, they should have had an 8-game bridge playoff for 24 and 25 because all the existing contracts with the bowl and TV tie-ins, it has created a mess here. Also, think about this. If you have Hawaii on your schedule, you could theoretically play 18 games in a season. That's true. If you played Hawaii in week zero, which Vanderbilt did a couple years ago and beat Hawaii, but you know how Hawaii plays that early game mm-hmm. when there's only one or two games. And you won your conference and won your conference title game and then won 4 playoff games. That would be 18 games. That's a lot of football. That is a lot of football. All right. When we come back, we'll hear Commissioner Greg Sankey. We'll play you some tidbits of what he had to say down in Dallas at SEC Media Days. Yes, SEC Media Days are in Dallas now. It's a whole new ball game with Texas and Oklahoma now making a 16-team league. This is crazy. We're coming back with more on Willie and D-Mace, 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.